It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Andy Carboni, our MSO Baseball Insider. And Andy, let's begin with the latest on the Red Sox. There's even though it's a Super Bowl weekend this weekend, there's a buzz about baseball coming up. So what's the very latest? And is David Ortiz back in the news again?
Well, he always seems to be floating around the news, Bill. I will tell you this. It's just 9 days until pitchers and catchers report to Fort Myers. So baseball fans looking to scratch that itch coming pretty soon. We've seen the guys stretching and playing catch in the outfield. So that's right around the corner. But getting back to Big Poppy, yes, Pedro Martinez, earlier in the week, he told WEEI that he feels Big Poppy is going to rejoin the Red Sox this season, and he feels it's going to be after the All-Star break. So that, of course, is creating a little bit of a buzz, as Red Sox fans obviously would love to see Big Poppy come back. You know, Pedro, is he getting this directly from Ortiz, or just speculation? You know, he seems to kind of give the impression that he knows something that no one else knows, where they've been such good friends over the years and whatnot. But, you know, that's just a little nugget to add to the Big Poppy situation. And also, today, Big Poppy tweeted a picture showing the latest present he received from the Red Sox, brand-new white Mercedes. You know, to me, if the Red Sox are wasting money on giving Ortiz a Mercedes, which he clearly doesn't need to have a gift of a Mercedes with all the money he has, Red Sox should have taken that Mercedes money and put it toward a power hitter to try to replace Ortiz in the lineup, or is the Mercedes part of a little incentive for him to come back at some point this season?
Andy, a Mercedes may sound like a lot to us, but for those major league salaries, it's just a drop in the bucket. It'd be like giving us a pack of gum, I think, Andy.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, but still, it is interesting that why wouldn't the Red Sox have given him the Mercedes not last weekend where they're doing all the pomp and circumstances day after day and present it on the field and make a big thing out of it? It's kind of strange as to why all of a sudden it appears now, but who knows, but that's the Big Poppy news for the last week.
All right. What's the latest, Andy, on the Red Sox possibly adding some power, as we were just kind of talking about?
Well, it looks like they're not going to. I mean, obviously, they've made their bed. They're going with Mitch Moreland as the left-handed hitting first baseman. He'll platoon with Hanley. And when you really break things down with the Red Sox all of a sudden supposedly concerned about this luxury tax, even though they're buying people vehicles, looks like the signing of Hanley Ramirez a couple of years ago, that's part of the problem of preventing the Red Sox from diving into the right-handed power-hitting free agent market in the offseason. Of course, the Red Sox sitting on the sidelines while power hitters like Edwin Encarnacion, Mark Trumbo, Jose Bautista signed deals in the offseason with other teams, and those deals they all signed less than the money that Hanley was given 2 years ago. So it's kind of like Hanley is making the Red Sox hands tied as for spending some money to get another big bat in the lineup. So you can kind of take that for what it's worth. Me, I just don't see a problem with them spending over the luxury tax. John Henry's got plenty of money out there, and he's giving people vehicles, so why not get them the proper arsenal they need to contend in the American League East?
Well, our word this week will be luxury. Luxury tax, luxury vehicles, luxury. That's it.
And I guess so.
Yeah. What about Red Sox arbitration news and other player notes?
Well, kind of interesting little situation that came up this week. Pitcher Fernando Abad, who came over at the trade deadline from the Minnesota Twins last year, he actually went to the arbitration table this week against the Sox. Red Sox haven't had a player go to arbitration since Rolando Arroyo, the immortal Rolando Arroyo, back in 2002, and Abad went looking for $2.7 million for the upcoming season. He lost his case. He'll end up with a cool $2 million.
Interesting. All right. What other Red Sox notes are there, Andy, as we get close?
Red Sox had a couple players to finish off their 40-man roster, a couple minor leaguers they invited to spring training. Couple pitchers, Jamie Callahan, Austin Maddox, they pitched in the lower minor league levels for the Red Sox. So the Red Sox now have 17 non-roster invitees coming to spring training. That includes 7 pitchers, 4 infielders, 3 catchers, 3 outfielders. And another note, which I thought was kind of interesting, that came up in the last week. When the Red Sox won the World Series in 2004, 07, and 13, on each roster they had a member that played in the Cape Cod League. Well, the Red Sox in the offseason added pitcher Tyler Thornburg from the Milwaukee Brewers in a trade for Travis Shaw. Thornburg, he pitched for the Brewster Whitecaps in the Cape Cod League. So maybe that's a good sign that maybe coming up in 2017, that's going to bring another world championship because we have a former Cape Cod League player on the team.
All right, so we got the Super Bowl Sunday night, Andy. When is truck day for the Red Sox? Well, that's when the truck, they load it up and they leave. When is that?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, this is a huge weekend. You got Super Bowl Sunday, of course, and people taking the day off the following day. This all works out well because Monday is truck day. and that has become a major event around Fenway Park and Red Sox Nation the last few years. Big crowds year after year tend to show up for this event, which I don't really understand why he'd want to go watch a truck being loaded up the driveway. But all the news stations, TV stations, whatnot, they're all covering it on Monday morning. So they'll have people at down at Gillette Stadium Monday. They're going to have people at Fenway. The truck's going to be on its way and headed down to Fort Myers.
Well, if the Red Sox are smart, and the Patriots win the Super Bowl, they'll do a drive-by with that truck at the Gillette Stadium and, you know, get a little more publicity for it.
Yeah, a little two-for-one. And if the Red Sox are smart as well, with the Twins Enterprises store across the street, if the Patriots come through with the Super Bowl victory, they'll have plenty of material out there Patriot-wise to sell to all these people that are hanging around waiting for the truck to go.
All right, Andy, let's go. One of the things I like best about this is looking around Major League Baseball. I don't have the time to do it during the week, but you do, I guess, and I appreciate it. So tell me, what are some notes going on around Major League Baseball?
Well, the biggest news of the week, the St. Louis Cardinals, they're going to have to pay the Houston Astros $2 million and give the Astros their top two draft picks in the upcoming 2017 amateur draft because of a hacking penalty. Former Cards baseball operations member Chris Correa hacked into the database of the Astros minor league players. He got caught. Correa is currently serving a 46-month prison sentence, fined $280,000 as well. So Major League Baseball came down with that ruling this week. That's quite a hefty sum for a team to have to give up two draft picks where they're so valuable these days. Teams don't seem to want to trade a draft pick or give one up for signing a high-priced free agent. So they're giving up their top two, plus they have to give up $2 million to boot. So that just shows you shouldn't be hacking into other people's databases because you will get caught and you will be fined.
Wow, and he's not even a Russian, I guess, from what I understand. No.
At least that we know of.
All right, Bronson Arroyo in the news as well.
Yeah, Bronson Arroyo is back in the news. Former Red Sox pitcher, he signed a minor league deal with the Cincinnati Reds, a team he spent 8 years for after leaving the Red Sox in the big trade for outfielder Willie Mopeña. Arroyo's coming back from Tommy John surgery. He hasn't pitched in the majors since 2014. And speaking of big Willie Mopeña, he's back in baseball now. He signed a minor league deal with the Cleveland Indians. Mopeña last in the majors in 2011. He's been playing in Japan since. A couple other former Red Sox players signing some contracts in the last week. Former outfielder first baseman Brandon Moss signs a 2-year, $12 million deal with the Royals. Last year, Moss hit 28 home runs for the Cardinals. And then former Sox pitcher Matt Albers signed a minor league deal with the Nationals.
Any other notes from either American League or National League?
One other note that I thought was interesting to wrap things up. 2016, the first time in Major League Baseball history, there were less than 100 complete games total by starting pitchers. There were only 83 complete games by pitchers last year. That's only 1.7% of the starts. And new Red Sox starter Chris Sale led Major League Baseball last year with 6 complete games. That shows you how much the game has changed over the years. It's just the way of the bullpen and how teams manage their pitching staffs now, but the complete game is becoming a rarity.
Yeah, if you had asked me before you gave me that stat what the number was, I really wouldn't have had any idea. But somehow I'm really not even surprised it's 1.7% complete games.
Yeah, just shows you how the game has changed. No question about it.
All right, there he is. He's our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.